It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
What's everybody here? Albie Dad's here.
What's up?
Wow. Ken's here.
Woo, hi.
Mom's here.
Hi, guys.
It's an all-star crew. Jules is inbound, I believe.
Yeah, she said she's halfway.
Is she?
I don't know what halfway means.
Order, please.
Oh, see that? And I'm just back at it.
And we got sushi. Yep. Everything's just coming back.
It's like,
right with the world.
I am just a mid-season form.
Yeah, we missed that. How much
right
do we
here.
Miss Sundays?
We were just talking about how... The last time we saw him, they're never here. Sundays
are
non-existent now.
For real. I feel like I'm missing a piece of my heart, Al.
Yeah.
Well, like, I just feel like it's important to get it out there that you guys didn't appreciate me when I was here all the time.
You know
I think
what?
I went very underrated.
I have to agree. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
Well, we do now. We do have another Sunday-ish kind of thing. It's not every Sunday, but once a month, twice a month, if we're lucky. We do go down to the hotel, and Marky is like...
Nothing happens here on Sundays?
Nothing.
Wow.
No, I mean, it was difficult because we always have a game or something.
Well, that I think now it's summertime being here and the pool being open, of course.
It'll start to...
It'll reactivate itself.
Well, speaking of, Ken, lots to catch up on.
I know. I feel like we haven't even said anything to each other.
I regret not being around my co-host. As much as I would like.
I'm sad.
You got to come down more. But
I know. Now that the kids are out of school, they literally finished school yesterday.
We're going to start a little thing where you come down, I go up. So, you know, it's been discussed. But what's happening? Like last we talked, there was you were just getting Marky involved in cheer. My mom seems to be upset about it. And then Gabe was going towards the playoffs in football.
Well, yeah, they tried to deny me with cheer, but obviously that didn't work. She's fully in. She tried on her uniform. Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I can't take it.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
I can't even take
Amazing.
Yeah.
She's super excited. She was thriving at the party.
What do you mean the party? There was a party?
We had a kickoff party.
She's already going to party?
Kickoff party.
A kickoff uniform sizing party. Thriving. Walking around with her whole crew, holding hands, laughing like, ha!
She's like the mayor.
Full on girl, like having a party. Loved it. Got her uniform like all ready. She's all excited. I'm going to coach their team.
Which scares the hell out of me because I'm going to tell you why. What did you say?
It's fine.
What did you say? This is a team that doesn't compete until
I came involved.
But what
this
do you,
one
does that even
gets
mean?
Involved as a coach, and she says to the cheer.
The commissioner.
Commissioner, what did you tell her?
I said, she goes, Candace, you're going to take the tinies. You're gonna coach the team. I said, I'm honored to take the tinies. I am honored. I will take the tinies. I said, however.
How are you are you the first person these children have been exposed to in the world of cheer?
This will be. I'm going to build winners from a young age.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Go ahead.
So I said, I go, all right, fine. I will take the tinies gladly. However. The one stipulation I have is that this is not going to be an exhibition team. So it was supposed to be an exhibition team, which means they just go out and they perform and it's like, oh, great, whatever, you know. Well, it's not going to be that. We're going to compete. Just like the rest of the tiny teams, we're going to go out there and we're going to learn what it's like to win and what it's like to lose, although we won't lose, of course. But if we did.
She told me she refuses to lose.
No, I refuse. We will work and we will become winners.
Who do you go against?
We go against other Chinese.
But what if they don't want to compete?
They have to. Well, listen, you either go in as an exhibition
team
or a regular team.
So you're going to just roll up on another small children and be like, we challenge you
no,
to
No, no, no. So when you go to a competition, you have to sign up. So, like, is your team an exhibition or are you a tiny 1.1?
Okay.
So we're going to go in as a tiny 1.1.
And your goal is?
To win. We're going to Disney.
And to go to Disney.
Just like that's always
Whoa,
the goal.
Oh, they go to Disney too?
Al.
They win and they go to Disney.
No, we can't do this.
Al, we win. We all go.
When's this?
This, if we do go, it'll be March, like around March 13th-ish.
This is the same trip that Olivia
same
was going
trip.
On?
Same trip. And also, well, we have to get Olivia's team there too, which I know is, you know, we're going to do it. And Marky's for certain we're going to do. So we're going to go together and everybody, obviously, will be there because you guys would never miss that for the entire world. Her competing in ESPN Zone? Like, no.
Okay. This is what we're dealing with here. This lunatic right
here. Uncle Al's excited. I can tell by looking at his face.
I think it's great. I think kids should learn losing and winning.
100%.
And I think that the direction that the parents, that most of the parents are taking kids today is completely wrong. Everybody gets a trophy. Gets a thing.
But not at 4 years old.
No, that's where it starts.
Any age.
That's where it starts.
No, I think they need to be excited about winning. They need to cry a little bit when they lose.
Exactly.
And it'll all be good.
Marky's crooked, though, because we were playing Jenga, like the big Jenga.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, can you set it up, whatever. So I set it up, and then Chris is there, and it starts getting, you know, me and her are playing against each other, right? Now, all of a sudden, the Jenga starts getting piled up. She's actually pretty good at it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So it's, it starts getting tough. And she goes to Chris, okay, your turn. And he's like, what do you mean? I haven't been playing at all. She's like, no, it's okay. If he wins, I win. And if you win, I win.
Oh.
Just like that. And I said, okay. Like is that a real thing? Like, all right. But no, she got very, very into it. Then
she's going to be competitive. You could just tell.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you know what? I'm serious. I feel like it's important. Like the exhibition thing, it's great. But like you have to, I think this is like the springboard into their, athletic lives. And they have to learn what it's like. If you lose, it's going to suck for everybody, including myself. But we will work hard.
Losing is good. Builds character. It's good.
And
makes
it
you work
gives
harder
you drive.
For the next time.
Exactly. So I'm all about it. Can't wait. Got a couple more weeks left. And she gets to be, I didn't even tell you this yet.
What?
I didn't even tell you this. So now when you do our cheer, you have to do rec cheer with it. So in order to compete, you have to do the recreational cheer, which is like, the football game cheer.
Okay.
So now,
is she going to be on the side of a football game?
So now she is too small because she doesn't have a team to cheer for. However, she, according to varsity rules, she does have to cheer for a sport. So she is going to be our mascot. She's going to be our mascot. So I was like, wait, I'm totally getting her the full garb.
So when Gaby plays,
she's going to be the mascot.
She's gonna cheer.
So she's going to run out the girls. Jules in the house.
Jules in the building.
Jules is here.
So wait, I'm sorry. Wait.
So
when you
Gabe
say
plays,
she's going to be our mascot.
Right. Her and her like two little cronies are going to go out there and be the mascot in front of the cheerleaders and cheer them on.
I don't. What?
I'm so excited.
What kind of mascot is this? You're putting her in
We're
a costume?
Panthers.
It's hot outside.
No, I'm going to put her in a little cheer outfit, of course.
No, football starts
football season.
In like October, November.
September.
So is she going to, like in the snow, are you going to have her outside cheering?
We play in the snow? No. Does it snow in September? No. But in November, if it does snow, yeah, she'll be out there. Yeah. She'll be an all-weather girl.
I don't know what to think of any of this.
It's going to be amazing.
Jules, you will share this microphone with me.
And guess what? I have news for you all. Because she's going to be at the competitions all crazy. And I'm just going to be like, what happened? What happened? So, like, you know and I know she's going to be all psychotic in the front with her, the mega heart. Like, hey! So, what are we saying? Look at her. She's kidding and denying.
She does have a bit
of a first
point.
Of all, let's talk about Vito will be on the sidelines crying. He'll be
sobbing,
crying.
Sobbing.
Yeah, Vito's definitely going to cry. Yeah.
He was the only dad at the cheer kickoff party, by the way. Every other, it was all moms and the daughters, and there comes Vito walking in the deli uniform. And I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, why'd you come? And he's like, I came for my daughter. And I'm like, all right.
Everyone's like, you all mean right. The sandwich guy?
Yeah. And he just sat there and looked at the food and walked around and watched Marky. But you could tell he's going to be super into
it. He's going to cry. Lauren, it'll be a miracle if we get it to every practice. You know you're going to have to take it.
I know. It's
practices.
Fine. I'm fully taking it on.
Okay. We discuss Jules rolled up in here with a ring
God.
Light, a phone.
GoPro?
And she's dressed like a pink lady today.
She's dressed like a pink lady. And
she's
I think it's a
summertime.
GoPro. Is that a GoPro?
No, it's a selfie stick.
A selfie
stick. A light up selfie stick.
What?
That's when you're really, really on your game.
Just a lot going
I need
up.
That. Jules.
We have new partners. We got to step up the game.
Wait, I love that. Lauren should get that.
There were things said on a call.
Wow.
That must have been. That's what that means. But I see Jules bringing in production value. I hope you kept the receipts.
Wow. I want one, Jules.
Getting after it.
Is that our sponsor? Oh, no. I thought that was our sponsor.
She's just doing.
I wish that was our sponsor.
But we do have so many.
Yeah, we do. Really stepping up the game.
Wait, you know what I noticed we don't have as a sponsor, and I thought about the other day.
What?
The fruit.
I emailed him. I gave him my cell phone number, and I don't give strangers my phone number. I don't like to do that, but I did, and he never got back to me.
Wow.
Well, he's going to be real sorry.
Well, you know what? That does remind me, though. Do you have anything exotic to review? Anything here?
Yeah, what happened?
No, I am fruitless.
Oh.
I did have a wonderful pear the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
Stu Leonard's.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, Stu Leonard's. Two different pears. If you'd like, I'll give you a full review next time.
Yeah, honestly, we really should be doing that. We've made a promise to everybody, and that we should keep that promise.
Well,
yeah.
What did I post? I posted something the other day. Oh, a drink. We were out having lunch, and
Josh commented.
What? How? Imagine how that would look with the pink grapefruit. And I'm like, you know what?
Pink pineapple.
I said, he's got a point.
I've said that actually. I said I wanted to get a bunch of pink pineapple and like let it seep in vodka. For like a month.
Sure.
Remember we used to do that?
We did.
Sure.
It was a great summer. That was a great summer when we did that.
Yeah.
We should bring that back.
We should definitely bring that back.
We should reach out to the fruit guy again because I really, really is missing the mark. We're going to have
fruit. He can't be the only fruit guy.
No, but he is the pink pineapple fruit guy.
I don't believe
that. Original.
You're going to tell me we can't find pink pineapple somewhere else?
I'm sure we can, but it won't be that pink pineapple.
They're not growing the fruit. They're buying it like everyone else.
I understand.
I should check the produce people we use.
See if they're interested in our thing.
Yeah, a little exposure.
You know what? But I'm offended, personally, because we talked about that fruit the whole episode.
You would think more fruit would be on your doorstep.
I already forgot the name.
Something. We purchased fruit after that. We supported it.
Well, we stole our fruit.
You know, let's kind of keep it to the task on hand. At the end of the day, we're not here to review fruit. We're here to solve people's problems.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's hear it.
Here we go. Dear Albie, a few years ago, I gave my coworkers a bunch of excuses for why I couldn't hang out with them. But the truth is that I just don't want to hang out with them. The same excuses don't seem to be working anymore, and I can see the problem I've created for myself. How do I tactfully let them know that I do care for them, but don't want the same kind of relationship outside of work that they do? Thanks, Karen from Dallas.
Mm. You know what?
I've been in this position.
Yeah, but like if you're friendly and everything, like, you know, we have a friend, John, right, Albie?
Yes.
That you'll say to John, hey, John, you want to come over? No, I don't want to do that. And it's John. And you say, okay, that's John. Hey, John, you want to meet us for a drink? No. Or he'll meet us for drinks, and then all of a sudden he'll just get up and leave.
He'll just get up and leave.
Yeah.
But that's John. We're not offended by it at all because that's who he is. And you kind of respect who he is. Like, the guy doesn't want to hang. Well, doesn't mean he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
That's like Tina at work. Mm-hmm. Do you know that Tina doesn't really want to hang out with us? She tells us.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'll be like, T, you want to go get a drink? No. And I'm like, oh, all right. Like, we're going to the Berkeley. Do you know that, right?
No.
We're going to the Berkeley. Yeah.
Lauren's doing a...
We're doing a summer party.
Oh, okay.
She's doing a retreat, if you will, for all her girls.
Mm-hmm. We're all going. She got two cabanas. And anyway, I was like, so, Tina, are you gonna come? And she's like, And I'm like, you really don't? Like, we are so fun. First of all, super fun crew. How could you not want to hang out with us?
They are a fun crew.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't, but you know what? She's coming, but she's bringing Tony. She's bringing her her husband.
Yeah, but she's pregnant.
Yeah, no, but she doesn't want to hang out with us even when she's not pregnant. It's really funny. But it's actually become a thing.
Well, that's what it is with our friend John, and it's fine because we understand that that's who John is, and we understand it's not a matter of disrespect or he doesn't care for us. He loves us all, you know, and we have a great relationship with him, but he just, when he doesn't want to hang, he doesn't want to hang, and that's fine.
Yeah, I think you go the honor for that.
Be truthful.
For the listener, I would just say, yeah, I don't want to do it.
Not my thing.
Like, I would stop making up excuses and just say, I don't want to, and they'd be like, why? And be like, I just don't want to.
You know, not my thing. It reminds me of when Chris and I were, when Greg was moving out. We had just become friends with Marcus, who you guys will probably know from the beginning pod days. And I was like, hey, you know, like, you know, Marcus, like, you know, we're going to have this bedroom and everything. We're going to have a lot of fun at the time, all of us. I was like, you know, you really should just like, you know, you should move in, man. Like, you know, you should kind of replace Greg. Now, we were having the best of times.
Best of times. Okay? Those were your
heydays. Best of times.
No reason. Not to think we'd all not want to hang together and all that other stuff. And Marcus looked at me and goes, I'm kind of a lone wolf, just like that. And I was like, totally like weirdly, like it was almost like, hey, man, you want to sleep over tonight? And them saying no, which is like, you know, you never really expected that from your friends like when you were a kid.
Right.
But at the same time, I was like, I totally get it. So I just hit him with the lone wolf thing.
Right.
Hey, you know what, guys? Or how about this? Guys, when I go out, I'm a little weird.
Yeah.
You don't want to
see
me,
that,
guys.
You don't want to see that side of you. You don't want to meet that guy. Like, you're like, you don't, if you work with me, I mean, it's tough for me because I'm in that environment also all the time, the out environment. So even if you're not necessarily out and you're working, you still kind of feel like you're out.
Yeah.
Right? But they don't necessarily get foul.
No.
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 Foul can't go out there.
No, foul can't be.
And maybe they're uncomfortable mixing, you know, business with pleasure and stuff like that. And you have to respect that and just say, I'm not into it, guys. And instead, you know what? And then what happens then? They don't ask anymore.
Yeah, they'll stop asking. They'll be like, John's not going to come.
We know John's not going to come.
Yeah, we know John's. We're not even going to ask John.
Like, even with Marcus, Marcus always says, oh, yeah, I'll be there. And he never shows up. You know that's about Marcus.
Right.
And you don't have a problem with it because he's up front from the beginning.
Right. So that's what I would do. I would stop making it. Because you know what's, there's nothing worse than knowing it's an excuse.
Right.
When you know your friend's giving you bullshit and they're about to flake you at the last second. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just flake me now. Like,
be honest.
Why are you feeding me this bullshit? I don't need this. Just flake me. You know?
Right.
Flake me.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think there's a little bit more we need to know about that. You know, like, why does she not want to hang out with them? Is that a career type of job? Is it a job she's just passing through? Does she not drink alcohol and maybe doesn't want them to know she doesn't drink alcohol? It's really not just for those future community members that send the question. Try to give a little bit more detail about what your issue is. I mean, you just say, just help us out a little bit so we can help you.
Yeah,
Al
give
speaks.
Us
that's, Big Al.
That's
detail.
Throwing shots.
He has spoken.
Yeah. Community.
Big Al has
basically
spoken.
Saying that's too vague.
Sage-like advice.
I mean, we could always say, hey, it's no problem. Just say, you know, just say no, and they will definitely stop asking you after two asks or three. And but you know, we would help you more if you just told us what the deal is, why.
Yeah, maybe they're, are they annoying? They could be annoying. Who knows?
I mean, look, you know, this question seems like it's got to have plenty of context. So, I mean, let's just jump into it. What's up, guys? Real quick word, jumping into the show here to tell you a little bit about our friends at HelloFresh. So with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and then mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. Try HelloFresh quick and easy meals, 15 to 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and more easy options perfect for your busy lifestyle. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items each week, including ready-to-eat salads, sandwiches, and soups. There's something for everyone to enjoy with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. I love this stuff. As you guys know, I'm always bouncing around all over the place. It makes my life very, very easy just to get stuff sent directly to me at my home. Can avoid the grocery store and all the crazy lines that I know all you guys have experienced. It's just exactly what I like, exactly what I need. It's perfect. So try it too. Enjoy a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals a day, plus every snack and special treat in between with the HelloFresh market. HelloFresh's high quality, fresh ingredients are sourced directly from growers and delivered from the farm to the front of your door in under a week. Contact free, of course. Go to HelloFresh.com/DearAlby14. And use code DEARALBY14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/DEARALBY14. And use code DEARALBY14 for up to 14 free meals plus shipping. Boom. Get on it, guys.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hello to all the hosts of the pod, which is good.
Okay.
It's good. Today it's good.
What?
A while back, I was going on vacation with my family. My dad offered for my then on and off again boyfriend to join us. I offered as a last try to make it work with him. The second night of vacation, we all sat around playing drinking games, and this one was called Pizza Box. So you throw a quarter up in the air, and whatever it lands on, you do the dare or you make up a dare. This dare was to lick my cousin's friend's toe. So guess what I did? I licked the damn toe. So as I was doing this, the guy I brought kept on drinking and got so angry. He threw his drink at my dad's face, cussed me out in front of my entire family. My dad took him outside to talk and pretty much kicked him out of the house. After he somewhat calmed down, I slept in my other cousin's room and my dad sat in front of the door guarding it from this man. All we heard all night was, I don't even want to be with you, toe-loving daughter. Then switch it to, I love that toe-licking hoe.
Wow.
Toe-licking hoe.
He then was crying to my dad.
That's a t-shirt right there. Sorry.
Toe-licking hoe.
I'm so glad we got this. He then was crying to my dad and even ran around the house to try and climb through a window. He then told my dad that I was cheating on him with the guy that I licked. The next morning, my dad bought him a ticket to go back home. Safe to say, we didn't work out. My now boyfriend thinks it's hilarious and now suggests this dare every time we play Pizza Box.
Is her now boyfriend the toe looking?
Oh, good question.
See? No, that would have came up.
All right. What was the first line of the, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I missed the first line too.
Yes.
Where were they?
What happened? The first line, the first two sentences,
a while
please.
Back, I was going on vacation with my family. My dad offered for my then on and off again boyfriend to join us. I offered as a last second try to make it work with him.
Got it.
It was a flight trip, apparently.
Yes.
Aggressive.
How generous of dad to send
Very
him
much
home.
So. Aggressive.
Yeah. Sent him packing.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, dad showed a lot of restraint. If you throw a drink in my face, we are definitely going to throw down.
Yeah, we are fighting.
We're going to fight.
You're going to catch these hands.
We're going to fight.
We're definitely going to fight.
Well, the disrespect, though, is beyond.
Imagine the scene.
What did the father have to do about the toe licking? Nothing.
Nothing. Let's just picture Vito. Let's picture being down the shore and Vito getting mad at Lauren and throwing a drink in Uncle Al's face.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
I'd pull up a chair.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh shit, this is about to be good.
It would be one of those things be like,
yeah, we all have.
Yeah. Throw in the drink. How did the dad get involved in that, though?
Why did he throw a drink? So this is, again, we need more information.
What
why
aggressive
did the,
move.
The boyfriend throw a drink into the dad's face? And, you know, so what? She could have told. It was her choice to lick the. And
who cares about licking a toe?
Who cares?
Me? Nobody wants that. Nobody licks the toe and is like, oh, I want to date you. That's the opposite.
There are worse things that she could have licked that could have set this
way
guy
off. Worse.
Whoa.
Way
I don't
worse.
Know if it's that kind of game.
Yeah. Well, coming from Don, that was terrible. But I don't even want to think about that. But I'm just saying, as a person, you don't lick a toe and then say, oh my God, that was so hot.
Yeah, I need this now.
Yeah. And it was a game of chance, fellas.
Right.
It
you was flip, a game you of flip quarter. The coin.
It was a game of chance.
Yes.
Mm. So she's no coward. She did what she had to do.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But also, too, like, just really random. Like, do you need a pizza box for this game?
Yeah, I don't get where the pizza box comes in. I don't understand. Did they twist
Why
it?
Why do they call it pizza box?
Are there rules that we can look up to pizza box? Is that a thing?
The other game. Did you ever hear about the paper bag game?
No.
No.
Oh, I play this at every party. It's dumb and it's awesome. So you get like a paper bag, like a Trader Joe's paper bag or something. So you have to stand in a circle and then each person has to rip the bag. So like you take the bag and you rip it and then you drop it, right? Now the next person, you, has to pick up the bag using only your mouth. You cannot use any other part of your body to get the bag up. So now if it's big, it's easy to pick up.
So as it gets smaller, it gets more challenging.
It goes down to this big.
Right.
Like I'm holding something the size of a quarter, right. I would say. So you have to pick this up with your mouth. You cannot use your hands. You cannot
do anything. Can you use your tongue?
Yes.
So why is it a problem?
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Want to try it? It's very hard.
Couldn't you be able to?
Okay, ready?
If it's,
like, picture this. Picture
I don't know something. If I want to watch this.
So picture something. Right. Hold on. Let me fix this.
Forgive my mess of a room.
What's going on here?
Oh, wait.
You can't bend your knees?
You can bend your knees. Challenge.
So you can't.
Challenge.
Look. You got this.
Here's a tiny piece
microphone
of paper.
Nightmare.
Here's a tiny piece of paper.
Go.
Get it.
I can't get on my hands and knees.
Make it flat.
What?
I can't get on my hands and knees.
No!
But what's going on here?
You cannot lay her down!
What's the point of this?
No.
What are you doing?
No!
What are you doing?
My body's incapable of
it. There's a piece of...
Why don't you just go like this?
No, obviously not.
There's paper on the floor. My mother
is
bending down to try and...
You can't go like this.
To try and possess the paper with her tongue. My cousin...
I'm glad I didn't even try. Don't throw him in that.
That's
category.
Ridiculous. So, that's all. Right. That's
this is a stupid game.
You need a gymnast type person to do that.
You got a limbo and you got it. So the key to this is you have to stretch your leg out like that.
My legs aren't
stretching. I can do this, but I won't for the
camera.
You lie.
Do it.
I've won this game multiple times.
Then do it.
I haven't done this in a while, but I can.
Oh, my. What in the world is.
Look at her go.
What's going on here?
Look at her go. Go, Ken, go.
Oh, my God. Ken, you're going to break your whole face. Ken, you're going to break your face.
What? You lie.
I swear you're sorry. I can't do it on the camera. My boob's gonna fall out.
This is a
but
mess.
You saw me. I
That's
was there.
A game, Al. That is a game for the young.
Well, the pizza box game basically is not necessarily a pizza box, but a big piece of cardboard. Pizza box would be more convenient. And then you write everybody's name on the box that's playing, like around the table, and then you throw the coin up in the air, and then whatever name it. The coin falls on is the person that has to.
So that she wasn't even.
Game
she was,
of chance.
This is you don't even know what name I was going to land on.
Clearly, he's an unstable fellow.
This guy, I tell you what though, I mean,
hoe with the toe.
It's hoe with the toe.
But if the coin lands on a blank spot, that's where the chaos begins. The coin flipper draws a new circle, or square, or whatever shape. And can write any rule or activity they want in the new circle.
All right, so
I'm already confused.
So I also everybody's don't... names in a pizza box.
Okay.
There's a lot of blank space in the pizza box. Throw the quarter up. If it lands in a blank space, now you have the opportunity to write. You can make as big a space as you want and write anything you want in that space. For the next time it lands there, you got to do that, whatever. So.
This is a fun game.
So it's purely a game of chance.
And not only did he ruin a vacation, he ruined a very fun game.
Right. Yeah, yes. Double whammy.
You know,
I want to play the pizza game.
Good riddance.
Well,
glad you left.
First of all,
that game could be a crazy.
So fun.
I want to play.
So fun.
We should play.
Don't use the family trip as a last-ditch effort to fix things.
Also,
I think that's
very
first.
Good point. Absolutely. Very good point.
Well, that was just stupid.
Yeah, that was...
Maybe dad was just thinking, hey, she'll have a little more fun if there was a companion with her.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
Which was very liberal of dad.
Right. Yeah. I don't like that.
I wouldn't go
that,
there.
Listen,
I wouldn't
do dad that. Sounds like a really great guy.
Yeah, because dad didn't knock that guy
out. I was definitely a double standard guy.
That was
hey boys, bring a bunch of girls with you, Lauren.
Yes.
No.
I appreciated.
Yeah.
I was good with that.
You were fine. It worked
I was
out
totally
well
fine
for
with
you.
That. And honestly, it made sense.
Lauren, no.
It made sense.
Imagine Lauren brought a bunch of guys with her.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. It's just uncomfortable as a parent. You don't want.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah,
I still don't want to see it. I don't want to see
my
it.
My favorite
still.
Story of all time.
Ooh, good.
Should we tell it?
Yes.
I don't know what story.
Here we go.
I'm afraid.
My favorite
right?
story ever.
Do it.
No, which way? Just give me a hint.
I don't even think he was in high school, barely, right?
Who,
freshman,
Al?
Sophomore, yeah. So,
I was like, shit, I thought it was about Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
I know the story.
It was like I wimped out on this.
No.
I did.
I know the story, Al.
I totally
I
wimped out. I totally
went
down.
No.
Albie's on the phone talking to a girl, right? and the girl starts the girl starts talking shit.
Yeah,
right?
So well, yeah,
I mean, they're maybe sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
And this girl's talking shit, apparently. I didn't hear it.
But she was getting like all kinds of freaky.
She's going graphic and dirty.
Yeah, you whore.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so after
day.
About a couple
moment.
Minutes, the mother apparently is listening
yeah.
to
no.
the
yeah.
conversation.
It was the dad, actually.
So
yeah.
You know, he was too young to even know what to say. I don't think. I don't think he even responded.
She was making requests.
So now she's going off fucking nasty shit.
Requests,
right? And the mother's listening. So now she can't take it anymore, and she says, "Albie, you put your mother and father on the phone right now."
I was like,
so he comes running into my room, into my room. His dad. Oh my god, I'm in so much trouble. Yeah. I said, "What happened?"
I was like,
he goes,
"He was
the
like
phone,
14,
the,
15.
The phone."
You know, so and so, whatever. Let's call her Mary. You know, Mary was just like kind of like saying stuff on the phone to me, and like her mother was listening. Now she wants to talk to you. He said, "Fuck that! I get on the phone."
I didn't.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
I said, "Put your mother." Her mother was home. He said, "Put your mother on the phone."
And did you?
No.
I
what?
Didn't.
So what you both did?
Nah. Because like, you know, it's funny. They're like, "Oh, like, they're like, put your parents on the phone." And they're like, "Where are they?" I'm like,
"I can't." I put it.
I was like, "They're out for bagels."
Bagels.
I don't know.
You know why?
I can't help what your child is saying to my child.
Wait,
what
was
am
it
I
in
supposed
the morning?
To say?
Was it in the morning?
Yeah, it was, like
it was early.
It was 10 a.m.
Like,
yeah.
How much shit kind of, am I supposed to take? Like, right. like it was only going bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was going to get worse.
Explaining that.
So this was
because if she starts ripping me about what her daughter was saying to my kid,
yeah.
I'm gonna only deal with it so much, and then I'm gonna tell her to fuck off.
Yeah, because okay? I can look, you're gonna chastise me for what your daughter is saying to
right,
my son.
Get your kid in line, bitch.
Al, so you didn't talk shit back.
What?
Lies
on the phone?
Yeah.
I don't. I'll tell you what.
He at the time he suggested that he was not saying anything.
Yeah, but you know what though? No. That's
that
not
sounds
the,
like
that's
bullshit.
Not no. But hold on.
Here
it's
we
not to
go.
Say that's not to say. Okay. That like now you're going back in the days of landlines, okay?
Oh yeah.
And this is not to say that I was not a participant in the conversation. However, there just was I don't know there was like a monologue in there, and I guess they picked up whatever, okay? and people they went nuts, and I get it, it's all fine. But
he gave me some details of what she was saying at the time. I was like, wow, this bitch is like, oh my god.
For a
that
young
was
girl,
not happening
she
when I
was
a sophomore.
Clearly experienced in what she was
Al.
Saying.
I don't know, man. It was just, I don't know.
Yes.
Al definitely was talking back. So, Al definitely was like, yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
It was just, it was.
Oh, he was definitely giving
it
a
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Of
it was one of those. It was one of those double standard moments for
Listen,
sure.
I would judge you if you didn't
but
give
it
back
was
the
like,
yeah, yeah.
She wants you to talk. She wants to talk to you. I was like, fuck no. I am not getting on the phone right now.
Both of you denied it.
Go tell your mother.
I'm not. Listen. That's not my problem, what your daughter's doing. I'll worry about
I
my
just
son.
Felt
you worry
like,
about your daughter.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I felt it was just
if it
not
was him
right.
saying it to her, you have a point. But it wasn't. It was her saying, you know what I want? And like,
and
okay.
him going, yeah, yeah.
Clearly.
He
so
was
and
in
you
a
know
lot
what?
Of
the truth
yeah,
of the
yeah.
matter is, if he was talking shit and she was into it, then there's no problem. There's no harm, no foul. And
they're
the same
good with
damn
it all.
Age.
Oh, you're good with it all, no matter
they're
which
same,
way it went.
They're the same age. What are you supposed to do? You
yeah, know, I get it. In the morning. You know the mornings. So those mornings, yeah. they get you.
I was, hey,
yeah,
man.
You were ready in the
dad
morning.
Dad was laughing. When I told Dad, he was laughing pretty hard.
He's laughing hard
like,
now.
I
can
like,
only imagine.
He goes, I think he's the actor. He goes, but I can't pick up that phone.
No, because you know what it is? It was like when Christopher got in trouble for pantsing a kid in police academy or something like that. Like, you only put up with so much. You said you're sorry, wasn't right. You know, you shouldn't have done that. And then it's enough now. You know, I mean, your kids are in grammar school.
I don't know,
pantsing?
Scolded by a parent for something somebody else
Do you
else
know
said?
What my father did about pantsing?
So.
You know, my father's a psychopath, for anybody who doesn't know. He is just a psychopath. So in high school, first of all, I was the most sheltered child in the world because he's a crazy person. So somebody wrote me a note. Oh, no, I wrote a note. I wrote a note to one of my friends, and I was like, oh, my God, you know, stupid shit. And I was like, I'm not going to say the name. So-and-so pantsed me in the hallway. So I put the note in my pocket, went to give it to my friend, but I forgot. So I go home to do the laundry. My mother does the laundry, takes the note out, puts it on top of the washing machine. Now, I don't know any of this happened because I forget the notes in my pocket, you know? So my dad goes downstairs to get something, sees the note on the washing machine, picks it up and starts to read it. Reads my note, of course, and sees that so-and-so pantsed me in the hallway.
Well, that was that. This was the end of my high school career.
Was it then your now husband, Josh?
No. Okay. No, my God. What? No, no. My father, he's like, comes upstairs like a psychopath that he is. He's like, get in the car. And I'm like, what do you mean get in the car? Why are we getting in the car? We're not going to... Get in the car. And I'm like, okay, like, just get in the car. So I'm in the car and I'm like, where are we going? It's like, don't worry about where we're going. I'm like, no, I'm a freshman in high school. Like, this is majorly embarrassing, you know? Goes to the kid's house. The kid answers the front door and he's like, I don't want to see you. I think he called him pig shit. He goes, get your father out here. Now I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. The father comes out and he's like, I'm going to kick your fucking ass on your own front lawn in front of your wife if your pig shit son goes near my daughter again. And pants are in the hall. I'm like in the backseat like waving like, hey. I didn't tell him. He found the note. I didn't say it. So the next day at school, like, this was it. Like, now everybody knows that my dad's a psycho. So my entire high school career, everyone's like, oh my God, don't mess with Candace. Don't mess with Candace. Her dad's fucking crazy. Her dad's crazy. And that's, to this day, everybody says, your dad's fucking crazy, because he did shit like this not once, several times, went to boys' houses to pull their father outside on their own front lawn to address something their son did. How embarrassing.
Was it you, Candace? Why were there several?
Because any incident that took place that he heard, like, a guy liked me or, like, something like that, he would go and do that.
Apparently, like, you were the fun girl, like, to have her pants pulled out.
No, I did not.
Was it you, Candace?
No, he pants was pulling a psycho. He's a crazy person. He still is a crazy person. This is your brother.
I don't have to tell me.
He is a crazy person. You couldn't do anything. Like, this. How many people got pants in high school? Who didn't get pants in high school?
I don't recall any. Jules, were you ever pants
in
high school?
Well, that was beyond. No. You're young. Nowadays, that's harassment. Back in the day, everybody's getting pants.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just going to this, though, what I will say, and I'm saying this in my brain, if you really think about it, right? Who had the worst trip? The dad or the boyfriend? Because if you think about it, the dad paid for it twice.
The dad. Mm. The dad had the worst trip.
I'm sure the dad has, on a lot of levels, he feels bad he invited him. He feels bad the kid ruined the vacation.
He feels bad for his daughter.
He's out some money. His daughter got upset. So I think the boyfriend's just a nut, okay?
He sounds like a wacko.
But how do you go from, I don't want to be with your toe-loving daughter, and then go to, I love that toe-licking hoe.
Toe-licking hoe is like...
Was he drunk?
I mean, yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't just throw out toe-licking hoe.
Toe-licking hoe.
You don't. I wish you did, but you don't. Toe-licking hoe is a drunk
thing. That's a t-shirt.
Thing.
I'm telling you. I see the merch now.
Yeah, toe-licking hoe.
Toe-licking hoe is pretty good.
I picture it in big, bold letters. Toe-licking hoe. I can picture Lauren wearing it.
Yeah, Laura would so wear it.
So wear it, just right after her sausage shirt.
This would be the type of thing, though, I'd love to see Vito, like, react like this to anything. Vito drunk is a good time. I haven't seen Vito drunk in a long time.
No, I saw him drunk.
I've never seen Vito
though.
Drunk.
Where were we that he got drunk?
Well, we were. I discussed this on the. Oh, I wasn't there.
Oh my God, Al, when we were at the Berkeley, when we had pour vinegar on him in the bathtub.
Oh no, he got sick. He had sun poisoning.
Oh, sun poisoning.
Yeah, but he also got drunk that day. Oh, yeah.
It was a drunken sun poisoning combo.
Nice.
And he threw up in Beach Tavern on the deck.
We did talk a couple of shows ago about the incident at my birthday party.
Which one?
The one where I was a bit... I was led to believe that, hey, just, like, puff on this real quick.
Oh, at the banger.
Yes.
You shouldn't call it the birthday party. I would never know what that means. The banger.
Mm-hmm.
We named the party the banger, guys. It's not Al's birthday party.
Yeah.
And Al was hysterical. It was the best day. Me and Al were together the entire time. Al was, for me, hysterical.
News. What was I doing?
This was Al. He was going, oh my God, don't leave. Don't leave. Yeah. Don't leave. Don't leave. And I'm like, no, man, I'm here. I'm here. We're together. It's all good. Like, it's fine. We're on the same level.
And you can see when he gets all red around his eyes. So that's when you know something's up with Al.
Then he put his sunglasses on. Then he put his sunglasses on. He goes, is this better? I was like, totally better. He's just sitting there.
It's like
he's
a security
like,
blanket.
He had him on inside. He still kept him on inside.
Well, because we all know when he gets that look around his eyes, something's amiss.
That was the best. I have not laughed that hard.
That was a good day.
Yeah, at the banger sitting next to Al. And then it was going to rain and everyone was going inside. And I go, no, Al, we're staying out here. We're fighting this rain. And you're like, yeah, no, we're not going in. Remember, Al?
And then we had to sing along. I have a video of Al singing Michael Jackson.
We stayed out there. We said we were going to brave the storm. And we did. And then we did.
Foul.
Foul was super foul that day. But it was more like It's a new Al.
No, we found podcast not that long ago.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm saying that day wasn't really foul. That was something else.
Well.
Sal. Poking Al.
This is fun. We're going to review some fruit. We have to make a little note of that. I like these stories about kicking somebody out of a family vacation. A really awkward family, weird family vacation thing.
I wonder, kind of into that.
Do you think people like have that happen often?
Yeah, I mean,
I am sure.
Send it in.
Do we take a family vacation or do we talk about, there's also the
family party, whatever.
Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Just kicking somebody out in general.
Kicking somebody out of something.
Family event.
Yeah, an event, a wedding.
Awesome. Would love to hear that.
Yeah, probably lots of people kicked out of weddings.
Yeah, a wedding.
I hope we get a lot of these stories because this would be fun for all of us.
Well, Daddy could tell you a million stories with that.
Sure.
Right? So I'm sure they're out there.
All right.
So guys, hit us up. drlbmailbag@gmail.com. We love you all. Hit the subscribe button. Tell your friends.
How about writing a nice review?
Yeah.
How about a good solid ass review?
Yeah.
Solid one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Solid review. Five stars, please. Don't give us this 1-star bullshit. 5-star awesome review.
Well, we know what this is.
5 stars.
See you later.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.